From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayishlach, the nature of mitzvot. And this parsha is one of the few parshiot in all of Genesis, all of Bereshit, that has a mitzvah. Al kein lo yachlu bnei Yisrael gidin Hashem. After Yaakov fought with the angel, he had an injury in his thigh, and therefore, says the Torah, from then on, the children of Israel do not eat from this sinew on the thigh to this day. So the question is that the source of this mitzvah? Did God give the mitzvah to Yaakov, or when did it say in the Torah afterwards that we shouldn't eat this sinew? So what's going on? So the Rambam says, you need to understand a very important principle. The Rambam has a lot of principles. Aside from the 13 principles of faith the Rambam outlines, there are also principles in learning, principles of ideas. So he says, there's a very important ikar over here. What's that? He says, ikar ha-godol, anichnal b'lishna hazos, there's an important big principle here. That what? That which we do, various commandments that were mentioned before Sinai, he says, laws that came before Adam, before Moses at Sinai, let's say laws to Noah, the seven laws of Noah. We don't keep those laws because of Noah, of God speaking to Noah. El Lefisha Moshe Asar Alenu Ivri Nachai. Among Sinai, God told us that we should follow all the laws, including the laws of the seven laws of Noah. That's why we don't eat a live animal. And or he says we don't do a bris milah because God told Abraham. There's only one prophet for which we do things. Moshe Rabbeinu was told we do commandments. And those commandments are forever. If Avraham had instituted the bris milah, it wouldn't be permanent. We don't get commandments from other prophets, only from Moshe Rabbeinu. So, therefore, this gid hanasha, this sinew that Jews don't eat, treber we remove from this thigh, that is also not something we do because God told Jacob. No. It's because it's in the Torah, because it's a tradition that we should do it as children of people who are at Sinai, of students of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us that this is included in the mitzvot. It's not because of what happened in the days of Abraham, Jacob, Noah, or anything else. So this idea seems to say that there are two separate tracks. It's true. Abraham had a law, but the Torah came and totally eradicated that law that Abraham had and his children. It's a new law called having a bris milah, and it's a mitzvah from Sinai with Moses. The seven laws of Noah. You might have thought, seven laws of Noah. First you have the seven laws of Noah, and then you have not 613 mitzvot, but 606 mitzvot. The gematria, by the way, of Ruth. So there's a medrash that says that Ruth, the gematria of Ruth is 606. But she accepted all 613 mitzvot. Yeah, but she didn't need to accept the new mitzvot. She already accepted the seven laws of Noah. Every Gentile who's worth their salt accepts the seven laws of Noah. They're very basic laws. Morality, don't steal, don't kill. Adultery, other immoral acts. They're very basic laws. Don't eat living animals. So she already did that. All that she had to accept was 606 other mitzvot, the gematria, the numerology of Ruth. That seems to imply that the seven laws are embedded within the 613, and the 606 are simply on top of the seven laws of Noah. But the Rambam is saying no, they're not embedded. They're completely different systems. Our laws are only from the chief prophet, Moshe Rabbeinu, for whom laws were absolutely clear. The speaking to God was absolutely clear. That's where we get our laws from. However, Rambam, when he wrote his magnum opus, the Mishneh Torah, the Yad Chazakah, his compendium of all of Jewish law, he writes as follows. There were six laws which Adam was commanded: idolatry, shouldn't curse God, God forbid, spilling blood, murder, anything immoral, sexuality, and things like that. Gezel, can't steal. Dinim, they have to have laws, they have to have courts. So those were six things. Now, they're already, we have this tradition from Moshe. It was commanded to Adam. And then he added to Noah, Avraham and Achai, not to eat from the living animals. Don't eat the animal with its blood, its living flesh. So there land out being seven laws in the days of Noah. And that's the way it was until Avraham came. So then what happened? This is in the Laws of Kings, chapter 9. Ba Avraham and Yisavel Yeter al Yolamitz v'mila. Then Avraham is told there has to be a bris mila. And he also davened shachris. And Yitzchak took meiser, took tithing, and he added another prayer before evening. Why he doesn't call it mincha, I don't know. And the notion that mincha should be davened before sundown, not earlier. And Yaakov included the Gira Nasha. Yaakov added it. Yaakov added it. God added it. What do you mean Yaakov added it? And he davened Maariv. And in Egypt, Amram, he quotes a medrash that Amram, Moshe's father, he did other mitzvos, yeseros, other mitzvos, maybe Shabbos, certain midrash. Ashba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama Torah yadu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu came in, and the Torah was finished through him. So it sounds like the model of seven laws of Noah, Briz, Gira Nasha, the Shachris Mincha Maariv, and then on top of that mountain, that little hill that was created, the mountain called the 613 mitzvot of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we said before that no, that none of our mitzvot have anything to do with the seven laws of Noah. Seven laws of Noah are the seven laws of Noah. That's for Gentiles. For Jews, it's just the 613 mitzvot. It's two separate tracks. Some have said that what we're talking about here when we talk about these two possibilities are two completely different visions of what the mitzvot are all about. Now, Rav Asher Weiss says, Rambam himself is not of two views. How is it possible? The Rambam wrote that this is an important principle, and he changed his mind when he got older. Doesn't make sense. Rather, the Rambam is just saying, he's telling you that there used to be seven mitzvahs. In Avraham's days, there was another one. In Mount Sinai, there were more. He's just telling you the history. But really, Moshe redid all the mitzvot that came before, and they're all new. They're all completely new, as per the Rambam in the commentary to the Mishnah and Chulin. But there is such a view that the mitzvot for Gentiles and Jews are completely different. For instance, the question as to whether if a Gentile did a mitzvah, would it count? So the Rambam says very clearly, sure, if he wants to shake a lulav, fine, he's going to get credit. He's not commanded to do so, but he gets credit. Moshe Feinstein understands that that's not what the Rambam meant. And the Chazon Ish understood that way. So there were those who say that no, the commandments are of a Gentile cannot do commandments. Why? Because they're two different concepts of what a commandment is. The Rambam, the rationalists, they say, you know what a commandment is? A commandment is a way for a person to improve their character, improve the society, tikkun olam, yeshuvo shel olam, to make sure that the world is a better place. If that's what mitzvah are all about, so if a Gentile doesn't steal, he's making the world a better place, that's great, doing a great job. It's similar to what a Jew does. But if you say, no, the mitzvah has nothing to do with simply trying to change your character in the world. No. The mitzvah are much greater than that. They have metaphysical ramifications. You do a mitzvah, you make kiddush, the whole world lights up. Mitzvot are asher kishan mitzvot tzivanu. Mitzvot give us sanctity. They're not just things that we do to make ourselves better. They give us a certain kedusha, a certain elevation of soul, of personality, of our persona, of who we are. The mitzvot are a loving bris and covenant and a loving relationship. They express the love of God and the Jewish people. Gentile can't plug into that. He can do nice things, and that's the seven laws of Noah. You should do things, do nice things, shouldn't do bad things. Good. But the Jew, when he does the mitzvot, is a completely different story. But the Rambam says, no, they're all in the same picture. Mitzvot have a rational basis. Gentile wants to do these mitzvot for the same rational basis. Great. He's not commanded. If I tell you to get me a cup of coffee and someone else gets it for me, it's very nice the other fellow got it for me, but it's the fellow I wanted, I asked him to get me a cup of coffee. That's the one I want him to do it. So, can there be a mitzvah if you weren't asked to do it? Mitzvah means commandment, that you were commanded. If you weren't commanded, how does it become a commandment? So there are two basic views of what a mitzvah is. Is a mitzvah something schooly? It's something mystical, something that has powers and that has power that we can't even imagine. Or is a mitzvah simply doing the right thing? It's doing the right thing. Then the Gentile and the Jew are sort of in the same plane. If it has to do with kedusha, if it has to do with the basic holiness in life, then really it's two different planes. When a Gentile doesn't steal, is he or she in a relationship with God through that? Or is it just doing that which is proper and right in the eyes of God? That's very nice. But when a Jew does it, they're also in a covenantal relationship with God and almost a marital, loving relationship with God. It's a different story. That's one view. The other view is that they're doing the same thing. They're both engaged in activity. The sheikh lulav is to, whatever lulav means, if it means to prayer for rain, so the Gentile's praying for rain. If it means to thank God for the crops, so the Gentile thanks God for the crops, whatever the rational reason is. So these are two views of what mitzvot really are. Yaakov got the mitzvah of the Gid HaNasha, or Yaakov was told that Jews do the mitzvah of Gid HaNasha in this pre-Sinaitic story. Is this some sort of pre-Sinaitic existence of mitzvot, or no? All mitzvot begin with Sinai, because at Sinai there was a covenant. At Sinai there was something really new happened, something radical, something different happened, and everything that came before is completely different. Thanks for joining us here at the Anjis Fire Beth Elamith Congregation for a discussion of the mitzvot. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.